603-283-6160 is the name of the show. No, it's not. It's the telephone number of the show. If you would like to call and join the conversation here at Free Talk Live, it's the Sunday night edition. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
And we've been having some fun already here in the studio.
Always.
Sadly, Richie Rich is unable to join us tonight. We hope he's doing fine. I told him to text me and make sure, you know, when he's okay. So anyway, he just had some car troubles or whatnot. So we're happy to have Steve Classic.
So I may be only here for like an hour.
No.
45 minutes?
No, he's...
30 minutes?
You're going to be here the whole show. Yeah, it's a three-hour commitment, bro.
All right, hey, I'm in.
Like, you remember the last time we were here and we did Gilligan's Island?
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Wait, were you here for that?
I was here, okay, yes.
It's a three-hour tour, bro.
Yes, it's a three-hour tour. I'm all in.
Hang on tight.
A storm is brewing.
Something's brewing. I don't know what kind of storm it is, but... all right, so... We were having dinner earlier, at least a couple of us were, and you know where it's at. The place that we normally go, it's going to already accepting goldbacks.
Yeah, I know, last week.
Yeah, and that is just awesome. If you don't know what goldbacks are and you're listening to this radio program, please feel free to visit goldbacks.com. I believe it's with an S.
And I love
if you
gold.
Happen to be, yeah, if you happen to be watching, Steve Classic is revealing his wallet O goldback. It's spendable gold.
And they're beautiful.
They are
the artwork
gorgeous.
On them, yeah, it's amazing.
There's New Hampshire goldbacks. There's Nevada goldbacks. There's Utah goldbacks. The South Dakota goldbacks are coming next, I believe. And there's a couple other folks.
Wyoming, I thought.
In the queue. Yeah, there's, you know. In fact, they've had to open up another manufacturing facility because the demand has been so high for the goldbacks, which... I think is great. They're a perfect complement for like your everyday spending instead of, you know, something like a Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or, you know, any of the cryptocurrencies. Yeah. While we live here in Keene, New Hampshire, where there are many places where we can spend our cryptocurrency.
Or tip.
It's
a great tip.
It's not the case in the rest of, you know, the United States, much less the world. People are catching up, of course, as time goes on and, you know, cryptocurrency becomes more popular. But goldbacks are something that you really don't have to explain. You just show it to a person. They go, oh, that's pretty. And they can hold it. It's tangible. They can look at it. It says what it is. It's like the single says 1/1000th of an ounce of gold on it. You know, and
when you explain that if you had 1,000 of these things, you can melt it down for an ounce of gold. That's where they go, wow, I'll take another 999.
Exactly. And the thing that goldbacks have that cryptocurrency doesn't have is a lot of older folks kind of really can't grasp cryptocurrency. They feel like it's not a real thing. So they almost feel like they're being scammed or something. They can't wrap their head around the fact that cryptocurrency actually holds real worth.
Right.
So the tangible, it's almost like a dollar.
It is.
So it's perfect for people to kind of get away from the USD in that sense. They can have a physical thing that is not worthless, like the US dollar is, and they can, it's tangible. They can spend it.
The people with the rotary phones, they love that stuff. Press one.
I was
from a rotary phone.
I was having a conversation with somebody earlier tonight, actually, about the rotary phone, where like it was a monument in the household. Like me and the other siblings, when the phone, we would race, not only ourselves, but the adults as well.
Because there was only one phone.
There was one phone, and it was a monument in sort of the center of in the kitchen area, hanging on the wall kind of thing. And people would race to go and answer the damn thing. Whereas now, if your cell phone rings, you look at it, you go, no, I'll call back later. It's fine. You
your know. Car
nope,
warranty.
Send a voicemail, you know. Ignore. Yeah, so... It's weird how times have changed. So I have to talk. I do want to talk about the 4-step process for dehumanizing people. And we will get to that. But I want to talk about this other bit from Reason.com. The ACLU says Hawaii police handcuffed and arrested a 10-year-old girl.
Book 'em, Dano.
For drawing a picture.
Only handcuffed.
I mean, you had me at 10-year-old girl. You know, it's like, it doesn't matter what the kid does.
Yeah, why are police arresting a 10-year-old girl? Handcuffing and then arresting a 10-year-old girl, regardless of what she did.
There was another story, too, where I don't remember. It was a child. I don't remember how old. But they got arrested for picking a flower in the neighbor's yard.
I remember that story. Yeah. Vaguely. Yeah. I think we mentioned it here.
I think so, too. I don't know if they got arrested, but the police were involved, which is just absurd.
Well, so the ACLU, as a civil liberties group, they say that there is a clear pattern of police misconduct involving school children.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the ACLU of Hawaii says Honolulu police handcuffed and arrested a 10-year-old girl in January for drawing an offensive picture of another student. Ooh. Now, I mean, I've done this even.
I think every kid has.
Yeah,
it's like a normal thing.
Little Joey's being a to me, and so I'm gonna draw a bit, and like, ha, this is little Joey, right? You know, like, hey everybody, look, I drew a picture of little Joey. You know, and he's like smaller than he actually is, or whatever, you know, something. You know, or he's got a small head and a large body, or something, you know. Now the civil liberties organization and a law firm representing the girl and her mother are demanding reforms from both the Hawaii Department of Education and the Honolulu Police Department to fix what they say is a clear pattern of misconduct involving school children. The ACLU and the law firm Caballero Law are representing Tamara Taylor and her 10-year-old daughter, who is identified only as NB. According to those groups, school officials at Hanawai Elementary called Taylor on January 10th because another parent demanded the school report her daughter to the police. NB had allegedly participated in drawing an offensive sketch of a student in response to that student bullying her. What alleged crime the young girl committed by drawing a picture remains unclear.
What would she be charged with?
It remains unclear.
It's
apparently
unclear. Like, it's unclear. Yeah, yes.
This so far, I see no reason for police to be involved.
I mean, back in the day when you were getting bullied by a kid, you know, there would be a fight, a real physical fight between kids, you know, and the police never got involved in that. But now kids can't even draw like mean pictures. Oh.
My birth mom was the opposite of, I think, most mothers today. She would say things to me like, you know, when you're in school, if anybody's ever picking on you, you just go ahead and sock them in the mouth.
Yep.
You make a fist and sock them in the mouth, right? Like, she was you know, stand up for yourself. You know, if you're getting bullied, you know, show them who's boss. Show them you ain't going to take it. You know, doesn't matter if you get the beat down or not. You know, you just
stick up for yourself.
Stick up for yourself. Stand up for yourself, because that's how you beat bullies.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, after she arrived at the elementary school, Taylor says police detained her in a room and did not allow her to leave. Meanwhile, police officers interrogated her daughter in another room. The officers then allegedly decided that Taylor's daughter was not taking them seriously enough, handcuffed her, placed her in a squad car, and drove her to the police station, all without allowing her to see or speak to her mother.
Okay, one, that is so traumatizing for a young child. They're going to scar this little girl for life. Two, of course she's not taking it seriously. She's 10. Like, what do 10-year-olds take seriously?
What are these men in costume doing in here?
Yeah.
See, my kids know to ask the police, am I under arrest or am I free to go?
Oh, nice.
It's sad that you have to teach children that.
Yeah, they know that. That's the only thing you have to say to a police. Or, am I legally required to answer that question?
Right.
Is the other one.
And if you're listening out there and you haven't taught your children those two things, put that, write that down, jot it down.
Yeah, Monday morning at the breakfast table. Yeah.
Grab a crayon, write it on the fridge, grab the the electric etcher and etch it into your arm or something, because this is stuff you need to teach your kids. School is not going to teach them these things. You need to teach them these things. 603-283-6160. More about this 10-year-old getting arrested here on Free Talk Live. Welcome back, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. Yes, it's Sunday, and I am the Reverend Captain Kickass. I'm your host this evening. Joining me,
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
And we've been talking about this article from Reason.com where in...
Reason.
I actually really like the website. They're, you know...
Yeah, they have great material.
Great material. Sometimes they claim to be, you know, libertarian-ish. Sometimes. Every now and again, they, you know, write something that isn't quite so libertarian, but whatever. They have great content, and we're covering a story that they have published about a 10-year-old girl who was handcuffed and then arrested and removed from the school by police after her mother had shown up. They called, and mom shows up, but they wouldn't let the girl see or speak to her mother. They handcuffed her and removed her from the school and arrested her without being able to speak to her mother.
Did she have the right to remain silent?
Well, you know, I don't know. When you're 10, I don't know that, you know, you really comprehend that kind of thing yet. So we will get back to that and talk more about that. But first, let's go to your calls. We have Jim calling from Wisconsin. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Captain. How are you tonight?
I'm good. What's on your mind tonight, Jim?
I just moved recently, and I found an old hard drive, and I'm pretty sure it has 85 Bitcoin on it.
Bring it here. We'll check it out.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I have my seed words.
Okay.
But I really don't know. I don't remember the wallet. Since I got funded with empty docs and I lost that, I just said screw it and quit being current.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, is there anybody trustworthy? And I do want to pay, you know, to have some assistance
mm-hmm.
with getting those. I don't know, published, released, whatever the right term is.
So you have your seed phrase or words, right? Your, what is it, 12 words,
yep.
I assume? Or is that about
yep,
right?
12 words.
Okay. You should be able to go and get any kind of wallet, whether it's a hardware wallet or a software wallet, and do what they call sweep your keys. And it's a thing that you find within any wallet that you can download for like a mobile device. I personally use Edge Wallet. Because it is, you know, a nice wallet that you can have on your mobile device, but it's also, once you put the keys in, it is username and password based, so you don't have to, like, memorize those 12 words or any 12 words. They do give you 12 words once you open your wallet, but from then on, you can actually access your funds in any Edge wallet using your username and password. So, you know, if you drop your phone in the ocean, you just go get another phone, you download the Edge wallet, you put in your username and password, all your money's there.
And your
cool. Question yeah. I had out of curiosity,
mm-hmm.
since these are like from 2014, they're pre-fork, so mm-hmm. I would also have 85 Bitcoin Cash, right? Are there any other forks
that
still work that way?
There may very well be. It depends on, you know, the timing of your thing, but I'm not an expert, of course, but I'm speaking with some experience with this. My guess would be that if you sweep your keys into a wallet, not only would you get the Bitcoin, but also the Bitcoin Cash.
Okay. So I don't have to hunt down each. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Now, you know, you want to do some research on your own. Edge Wallet to me is the one that I use for my everyday stuff, but I also have two different, what they call hardware wallets. The one I like the best is the Trezor.
I've heard you guys talk about that.
Yeah, I used to use KeepKey, and I still use it for some things because KeepKey and Trezor don't support all of the same coins, but they both support Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. The Trezor is just the one that has sort of taken over the market, if you will. They're the number one in the marketplace, and so that's the one that I use. But do your own research. Make sure you're selecting something that fits your needs. And, of course, you know, no payment for any of this conversation is required. If you like to,
send
of course,
keys.
you can visit amps.freetalklive.com if you would like to.
Well, now you're on Patreon. Up until, I don't know, I was a whatever the high level donor is, but it kept being kicked out of my bank. But now they're on Patreon. I have others that I support that way. So
yeah,
you piece of cake.
Yeah. So what I would do is, you know, if I'm you, I'm probably going to download a wallet and then, you know, put in whatever I need to put in to make the wallet active. If I have some crypto somewhere else that's not on, you know, this new drive that you found, I'm going to test the wallet by just sending a little bit of crypto to it, just to make sure that it can receive and send okay. And then once I'm satisfied that it can receive and send, then I'm going to use the key sweeping function. And whatever wallet you use, they should have like a tech support that you can contact, whether it's by chat or some of them have like a number that you can call and like actually talk to somebody to walk you through these steps so that you feel confident about what you're doing. You know, and then I would sweep my keys into that wallet and just wait for a little bit, and you should have all of your
funds. You're either going to be surprised or not, or maybe you'll be not surprised.
I hope it just turns out as good as Mark and Ian talking me out of killing myself about 6 years ago.
Well, and think about this, too. Like, if they hadn't done that, you probably wouldn't have found this hard drive and had this discovery,
I
right?
I would have to say I wouldn't have found it, yeah. Or if my wife found it, she wouldn't have known what it was.
Right, yeah. We hear stories all the time about, you know, folks, oh, my gosh, I threw away that hard drive that I had from, you know, 2009 or whatever. Yeah. You know, or I shredded that piece of paper that I wrote my keys down on, you know, that kind of a thing. So if you have your keys and you have the hard drive, I think you're in business, bro.
Excellent. Yep. I will give you a call back tomorrow, let you know.
All right. Thanks for the call. Man, that makes me feel good.
Success.
Know? Yeah, success.
Hopefully.
Yeah, well, we'll see. But, I mean, as long as he doesn't, you know, royally screw up, like, even if he, like, accidentally mistypes the key or whatever during the sweeping process, it's just going to say, oh, this key doesn't exist or failed to import, and then he'll have to go and make sure he typed it in correctly and, you know, correct his grammar or whatever. Right. And, you know, it should be fine.
That's going to be a great discovery.
What did he say?
85.
Yeah.
Says $400,000. No, it's going to be more than that.
It's like 60 grand.
I don't know. Roundabout. Yeah, math on the radio is tough.
You know, my teacher said that I'm never going to be able to carry around a calculator with me wherever I go.
Yeah, joke's on her.
And, well, I just happen to have one here in my pocket. Let's see, 60,000 times 85.
That's over $5 million. We need 66 because that was the peak that we just reached, right?
We're never going to hear from Jim again. Right. If we do, he's going to be calling us from a tropical island. Yes. He's going to be surrounded by...
Calling from my Gulfstream 5.
Surrounded by women in grass skirts, bringing him Mai Tais or whatever, you know, his chosen fantasy may be. 85 Bitcoin. You're a lucky man, Jim.
He's not a whale, though.
$5 million might be a whale. Yeah, I don't know. 603-283-6160. What would you do if you found a hard drive that had maybe 85 Bitcoin on it? More Free Talk Live on the way.
When a lunar observatory detects a radio broadcast originating from Proxima Centauri, the nations of Earth discover their first contact with an alien race may also be their last. With the Proximans facing an extinction-level disaster, Earth must choose between sending a ship on a multi-year journey or allowing nature to take its course. Saving Proxima, a hard science fiction thriller by Travis S. Taylor and Les Johnson. From BaneBooks.com.
Welcome back. It is Free Talk Live. Yeah, there's a button there that you press when you need to cough. Yeah, if you're pressing it, we can't hear you.
So. I know, because I...
At any rate, it is Free Talk Live.
I'm verklempt about the Doge.
603-283-6160 is the telephone number if you'd like to join us. It's called Free Talk Live because you could call in, take control of the airwaves, talk about anything.
It's free.
It's Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
We've been talking about this article out of Hawaii, Honolulu, from Reason.com, where... For some reason, a 10-year-old girl was handcuffed and arrested.
Book 'em, Dano.
For drawing a picture of a classmate who was bullying her. The article says an offensive picture of a classmate. And I mean, if you're 10 and you're drawing an offensive picture of a classmate that bullied you, why, that certainly seems like grounds to call the police and have you arrested, right?
Do we have the picture anywhere?
I don't think they show the picture.
I'm not even.
All right, you go. The ACLU and the law firm Caballero are representing Tamara Taylor and her 10-year-old daughter. She did arrive at the elementary school, and the police detained her in a room, didn't allow her to leave, and it interrogated her. The officers then decided that the girl was not taking them seriously enough. They put her in handcuffs, placed her in a squad car, and drove her to the police station without allowing her to see or speak to her mother before doing so. Taylor's daughter was not ultimately booked or charged with a crime, but she was held in custody for 4 hours.
What crime would she be charged with if she were to be charged with a crime? That doesn't sound
resisting arrest?
She didn't answer their questions?
I mean
that's not illegal, though.
That's what they charge. That's what they charge everybody with when they don't have anything to charge you with. They're like, resisting arrest. You're charged
disrupting
with
the peace.
Okay, but what were you trying to arrest before that I was resisting? Oh, nothing. You just were resisting arrest, and so we arrested you for that.
I could just tell that you were going to resist, so I arrested you.
You looked like you were going to resist, so we arrested you for resisting. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. None of this makes any sense. The state as a whole organization doesn't make any sense. But let's move on. Taylor's daughter was not ultimately booked or charged with a crime, but she was held in custody for 4 hours. Taylor and her daughter have since moved out of Hawaii.
Yeah, good for them. That's a good choice.
Well, the problem is that they're just going to move to another
California
place that still has statism, because you can't run every place on planet Earth. Every piece of land is claimed by a government, quote-unquote government. And so unless you're... I don't know, you're going to steal like Elon Musk's next space shuttle. You know, there's really nowhere to go that isn't run by a government. There used to be. And in fact, that's how the United States of America became a thing. Because people left the place where they had a government that sucked, that they didn't like, that they wanted to be free from. And you know, of course, they did some horrible things to the natives when they got here, but that was their premise. Their premise was that we want to escape the king, you know, and we're going to go over here where you don't have any rule, and, you know, we're going to make our own place with hookers and and blackjack.
Woohoo!
You know, or whatever.
Online betting. Thinking.
Yeah. And, of course, that eventually turned into the largest empire on planet Earth. So good job, guys.
Yeah.
Well done.
King George looks like a piker now.
Anyway, the article continues. Although I was at Hanawai Elementary, I was not told that my daughter was removed from the premises, handcuffed in front of staff and her peers, placed into a squad car, and taken away, Taylor said in an ACLU press release. I was stripped of my rights as a parent, and my daughter was stripped of her right to protection and representation as a minor.
Imagine being the scumbag cop that arrests a 10-year-old girl. Like, how do you sleep at night?
It's like pulling over a Prius on the highway for speeding. Come on.
I mean, these people who work for the state, and I don't care what level of state you work at. You could be, you know, a clerk for the Parks Department, or you could be the chief of police. I don't care. You are a leech on the face of society. You are living at the consequence of other people by force. People are taking money by force and then giving it to you in the form of a paycheck. Recognize that and try to live with yourself, because it's a horrible position to be in.
Yep. Do better.
The ACLU and Caballero Law accuse the authorities of false imprisonment, racial discrimination, and excessive force. In addition to demanding $500,000 in damages, they're asking HPD and the Hawaii Department of Education to enact several reforms.
Oh.
Such as requiring that a parent or legal guardian be present whenever a minor is interrogated by an officer. Now, how is that not already a requirement?
I thought it was. My understanding was that you couldn't interrogate a child under like 16 or something without a parent present.
That was my understanding as well. However, we've seen time and time again that agents of the state, even when there is something written down that says you are not supposed to do this thing, they go ahead and do it anyway, and then they get away with it because, well, they're treated like a different class of person.
They're officials.
They're treated as if the special costume gives them extra rights that you and I don't have. So, also, they want a reform of only calling police when a student presents an imminent threat of significant harm to someone.
Again, why wasn't that already a rule?
Well, so these two things, first of all, sound to me a lot like common sense.
Yeah.
Right?
You'd think.
Like, you shouldn't have to write legislation. You shouldn't have to have reform for the education department or the police department to know that a parent or legal guardian should be present whenever a minor is interrogated by an officer. You also should probably only call police when a student presents an imminent threat of significant harm to another person.
You are correct.
And we see that a lot, too. People are just, a lot of people love to call the police. You know, neighbors pissing them off. They'll just call the cops, make something up, or have the cops go harass them.
They didn't put my french fries in the drive-thru. They call 911. Come on.
Yeah, over everything. And it's just a complete abuse of what's supposed to be an emergency assistance thing.
Well, and think about this for a minute. Because what you're actually doing when you call the police is you're requesting armed individuals, generally with attitudes, because they feel dissed because they're police. So the public perception of police is horrible. Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah.
Could it be because of the police?
No.
You know?
It's an image thing, I guess.
Do you think this group of people is responsible for their own public image? So, yeah, you're sending armed people with an attitude to wherever it is you're calling them to. And if you expect good things to happen as a result of that, why, I hate to tell you, you're likely going to be disappointed. So, at any rate, this is far from the first time a small child has ended up in handcuffs at school. An Orlando school resource officer made national headlines last September when he arrested a 6-year-old girl.
Oh, what? Come on.
That's not the kid who brought the butter knife to school to show his teacher that he could butter his bread.
I don't know. But
Wait, are you joking?
No, he brought a plastic knife to school and said that, look, I can butter my own bread now for breakfast.
Oh, man.
And he was suspended for bringing a knife to school.
Homeschool your kids.
A plastic butter knife. This is ridiculous.
In another case last year, body camera footage showed officers in Key West, Florida, trying and failing to handcuff an 8-year-old boy whose wrists were too small for the cuffs. This year in Colorado, the American Civil Liberties Union sued the Douglas County School District for allegedly handcuffing an autistic 11-year-old boy and leaving him in the back of a police cruiser for 2 hours while he banged his head. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live coming up.
That's the domestic terrorist hotline.
It is. Yes, if you enjoy freedom, if you you think government is an antique, barbaric organization that should go the way of the dodo, why then, yes, your government thinks that you may be a domestic terrorist. And if you want to talk about that, why, give a call. 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there right now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse for ignoring this important, world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit bitcoin.com. All right, so wrapping up this bit from Reason about this 10-year-old girl who was arrested for drawing an offensive sketch of a classmate who was bullying her. Like, literally, police were called.
Did you find the offensive sketch?
No, I couldn't find it.
She was handcuffed, put in a squad car, and taken, quote, downtown, unquote, to the police precinct. She was never charged or booked. But they did all this, of course. Her mother was on the school grounds, and they did this anyway without allowing the mother to talk to the girl at all.
I bet the bully was the son of one of the cops.
Ooh.
Oh.
Hadn't thought of that. Or perhaps one of the staff, the person who called the police, perhaps.
Mm.
That's interesting.
Probably tied in with Hillary Clinton somewhere.
So the article concludes. Sorry, I just heard this. Yes. What did this 10-year-old have on Hillary Clinton? It was a sketch that, like, identified her. She's
right?
Shredding emails.
Right. It was a sketch of Hillary Clinton, probably.
Okay, this makes so much more sense.
All right, now we know.
Thanks for enlightening us, Steve.
Keep digging.
The article concludes, in response to such incidents, lawmakers around the country have been introducing legislation to raise the minimum age at which children can be arrested. 28 states have no minimum age for juvenile delinquency, while others set the bar low. North Carolina's, for instance, is at age 6.
What?
Come on.
Like, I remember... Once upon a time, a child literally had to murder somebody. And even then, they were like, should they be tried? Like,
I mean,
I'm thinking of being tried as an adult, excuse me.
Some heinous things go down as a juvenile growing up in public schools and that kind of a thing. Never once were the cops called for anything.
No.
You know, I seen a kid get sucker punched and hit it, you know, fall backwards and hit his head on the jungle gym and like he's bleeding all over the place and that kind of a thing. No cops were ever called. You know, the school nurse came out. They, you know, maybe he went to the hospital. Maybe they called an ambulance. Cops didn't show up, right? You know, and like, I mean, I remember seeing a kid get stabbed in the leg by like a pen.
Jeez.
Like, you know, his buddy or whatever, they got into an argument and the kid just reaches out and stabs the other kid in the leg with a pen. You know, cops were never called.
Yeah.
Because they're like 8 years old, you know?
Yeah. Like, and that type of thing, that the disciplinary action needed for those situations should be able to be handled by teachers, by the principals, by guidance counselors.
Parents,
you know, you don't need police officers to come in for that.
Right.
Oh, you need police officers and lawyers and
police officers.
The ACLU
are not teachers. Not that teachers really are doing a whole lot of teaching these days.
Yeah.
I mean, they're doing a bunch of indoctrination, that's for sure. So anyway, the Hawaii Police Department did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The Hawaii State Department of Education also declined to comment, citing pending litigation.
Ooh, litigation. Yes. Uh-oh. They're in trouble.
And they know it. I'm surprised there's not a heavy metal band called Litigator.
Well, that's a good one.
That's right. Yes, it is. Just bother me so much in, you know, my heart of hearts. On the inside, I read these things and I go, what the hell is wrong with you people? You people. Yeah, you know, you people who work for the state who think that calling armed people into something that's going on with children as young as, you know, 6 to 11 years old is a good idea. Who in their right mind thinks like that?
Well, it's a great question.
I'd love to see that lawsuit, you know, if the parents can sue the police and the school.
I mean, on one hand...
Teach them a lesson.
On one hand, yes. However, when somebody sues a government entity and wins...
The taxpayers pay for it.
Right.
Well, well, they're robbing us anyways, so might as well give it to this girl's mom.
Well, right, but then there's the potential, of course, for them to, like, raise taxes because, you know, they lost. So,
How about we just abolish the state? Just get rid of it.
What a good idea.
That would solve all of our problems.
I wish I'd have thought of that.
Call the hotline right now.
But what about the roads?
The stop signs.
My roads. My
also,
schools.
I want to say, we do have some dirt roads here in New Hampshire, and they're really not that bad.
Until April. Like,
yeah, what, and they're,
get some real tires on your car, and then you'll be fine. Yeah.
Have you ever seen pictures of the roads that were built, by ancient folk?
Built?
Yeah.
Or cleared?
Yeah. And, you know, they still look relatively decent. You could still pull, like, a horse and buggy over them thousands of years later. But when the state builds a road, it's, like, decrepit within, couple of years.
Because the state hires their buddies to build the roads. So that way, their buddies get paid every 2 to 5 years when they can build another awful road that doesn't
it's the lowest bid
hold probably. Up.
And have you guys heard the phrase, close enough for government work?
Yeah.
Right? Why does this phrase exist?
Because it's close enough.
Because people view government work as something that can be half-assed.
Yep.
Because why, the government will just steal some money from people to, like, repair it or do maintenance on it later. So I can do a crappy job now. Is where that phrase comes from. There's truth. I mean, it's a humorous phrase. Yes.
But it's also the lowest bid. Right. You know, they've got to take the lowest bid. So whoever bids,
Not always. In Massachusetts, I forget what road it was. They were doing road work on one of the major highways. And they spent $5 million more dollars than the allotted budget for it. So the company that they hired spent $5 million more dollars than they were supposed to use.
And only then $5 million? Come on, it's easy.
You know, if any other, like if you hired a plumber and he went that far over budget, you would never hire him ever again.
Right.
But for some reason, the state of Massachusetts is hiring these same companies over and over and over and over again, even though they are going millions of dollars over budget every single time and doing a terrible job.
Yep. And
so,
and it's
you
not
know,
just Massachusetts where this happens.
Yeah, of
it's,
course.
It's everywhere where the state deploys this kind of a thing. And keep in mind that when I say the state builds roads, they don't actually build anything. What they do, you see, is they take money from other people without their consent in the form of taxation, and then they keep a hefty chunk for themselves, and then they hire some other schmucks actually do the work, their friends, and that kind of, you know, whoever hobnobs.
Campaign contributors.
Yeah, all that kind of a thing, to actually do the work, right? Whereas, boy, it would sure save a lot of money to cut out that middleman, wouldn't it?
Yep.
You know, and then you'd also eliminate that attitude of, well, close enough for government work, because now you're working directly for the people of a community.
And so, if you do a bad job, then, you're not getting the job next time.
Right. And that's how it should be. When government does a bad job, oh, well.
Yeah, what are you going to do
about
it?
Here's more government. Have some.
And if you don't want to pay up, you're going to get a gun pointed at you.
Well, I think that, you know, the DOT, they should just fire all the DOT people, give each one of them a dump truck, and let them compete against each other. But that's crazy. That's crazy talk. Call the police.
You're talking about like a
like a demolition derby
type
of thing?
Yeah, a dump truck demolition derby.
Well, I mean, like in Connecticut, all the buses drive around. They're all empty. You couldn't even get a bus on the HOV lane on the highway because there's only the driver. No one is in these buses. It would be cheaper, and again, they don't want to do this, to give each person a car.
Mm-hmm.
And fill it up with gasoline every week.
Yeah.
Than to have all these buses driving. And the car is on the tax rolls. I don't know.
Well, there's all sorts of other things that
ride
communities, governments don't do inside of communities that should be done. There should be incentives for, like, businesses that operate, outside of the 8-to-5 paradigm, right? To alleviate congestion during rush hour and all this kind of thing. But none of them ever do that. They just go, we need more budget.
HOV lane.
603-283-6160. Hour number 2 of Free Talk Live is on the way.
Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of it here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off, now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so we're now streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, download the desktop app at lbry.com, and then every video archive you watch, you'll help seed and keep it online forever. At minimum, we ask you visit video.freetalklive.com and follow us on Odyssey today. video.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live.
Our numero dos. That's Spanish for number two.
Hey now.
Thank you for the translation.
You had 8 minutes.
Is underway here at Free Talk Live. I don't do this very often, but I just refreshed our chat app here that allows us to see not all, but some of the things that people on different platforms might be chatting about. And Pamela Michael, or Mikkel, I'm not sure, says, "Do you guys read these?" And it's the only one that I can see because I had to refresh the thing so the chat thing started over. So it's the only one I see. So Pamela, it's your lucky day. We did read it today. No, we don't always read them, but sometimes we glance over and see what fun you guys are having in the different platforms.
Say yes.
No.
Well, hopefully she's listening.
Maybe she might not be listening. Maybe she's just on the bot.
Well, then she should be listening.
Which is, I guess, you should be listening to us. And
yeah, we'll get to it in a minute. Okay, she's on Facebook. She can wait.
Okay.
It's fine. Anyway, this is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join us, we'll get to your calls in just a minute. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
Now, Steve Classic.
Yes.
Is there
that's
like
that's
a...
That's K-L-A-S-C-Z.
Is there like a...
Classic.
Is there like a, I don't know, a sugar-free Steve? Is there like a diet Steve?
No, there's a Steve Kahuna.
There's a new Steve.
Well, Steve Kahuna is the new Steve, so I guess considered the old Steve.
Are you original recipe Steve?
I think so, yeah.
Are you older than other Steve?
I'm older than the other Steve.
Okay, and then you would be Steve Classic.
I'm Steve Classic. Right. I didn't come up with that name.
That's true. It was given to you. Those are the best nicknames that are given to you.
Yeah. Right, like, okay, I'll stay with that. It's cool. Classic.
All right.
Oh, another chat.
Oh my gosh.
Uh-oh. This could be the new thing. We're not even on the air. We're just all texting. They're coming in now.
She's going nuts, too. That's her third message in like 30 seconds.
Type back. Come on, man.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I'm doing a radio show.
All right.
And we have calls.
Wait, we are?
The captain continues with the phone calls.
Yeah, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have, I'm going to butcher your name. Is it Zetnam?
Zenya.
Zenya, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, people.
What's on your mind?
What?
What is on your mind tonight?
Road.
Rome?
The Club of Rome?
Roads. I'm here to talk about roads.
Roads?
We fix them. Yes.
You're going to fix the roads?
Yes.
How are you going to fix the roads?
I have a great idea.
Okay, go ahead.
So, firstly, we get rid of the government, yes?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I'm with you so far.
So far, so good.
We get rid of the roads, and we become monkeys.
Monkeys?
Yes. We go back to monkey. And we let the rich people have helicopters and go above us.
Huh. That's a pretty good idea. Although, I don't know that we could
That's how we do it in Romania, yes.
I don't know that we could all go back to being monkeys. I think some of us would...
We should.
You do like the Tarzan thing, swinging from vines?
Just go tree to tree.
Uga booga. Romania.
All right, thanks for the call tonight. That's one man's idea of how to fix the roads.
He had me get rid of the government. That was the first thing, and then I didn't follow him.
In retrospect, I've already hung up, but and you know, we only get one call per person per night, but in retrospect, I should have asked him, how do we get rid of the government first? Like, that's really the important part. If somebody chooses, at that point, if somebody chooses to be or live like a monkey, they can.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and I don't care if they do or whatever. That's fine as long as they're not hurting anybody else or harming anybody's property.
Right. You won't need a license to be
like
a monkey.
Live like a monkey.
Yeah.
Or a trumpanzee, if you will.
Trumpanzee.
No, don't do that. You can if you want to, but just please don't.
All right. More of your calls. Let's go to Robert in South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, sir. I just wanted to let you know that this problem has actually been resolved many years ago.
Which problem?
Because if you... The problem of people, of contractors not completing their contractual obligations on time and in their completeness, because you can get a contract. It's an insurance contract. It's called a performance guarantee contract. And what in the Washington D.C. area, there's a company in Baltimore, and it has a huge sign on top of the huge skyscraper in which it sat. I don't know if it's still there, but it's called PSF&G, and they issue these performance guarantee contracts. And when private partners do business with each other, in other words, a company has another company build a building for itself. Uh-huh. It gets one of these performance guarantee contracts, and therefore it has no problem with liability, because if the company does not complete all of its obligations and do it within the price that it agreed to, then the insurance company picks up the difference and makes sure that's compensated for.
Okay, so
and
that makes complete sense when you're talking about, you know, a private entity contracting with another private entity. How do you prevent something like Nikki's example, where the state of Massachusetts hired a contractor and they went $8 million over budget?
Of course they could get a performance guarantee contract. But when politicians deal with politicians, they don't get one of those on purpose. They know that they're going to go over at the end, and they know they're going to demand a few million dollars more because they couldn't finish it on time and they couldn't finish it within the proper financial guidelines that were initially agreed to. And they do that on purpose. It's graft and corruption is all that is.
Well, thanks for the call tonight, Robert. It sounds like institutional BS to me.
Yeah, and there's actually other reasons, too, that are created by the state why these companies are going over budget, because there's so many regulations on the hours that, I don't know the specific details of it, but there are so many regulations on the hours that people can work on the roads and things like that. So it just makes it take so much longer, and it makes them go more over budget than they would if they could just work a normal 8-hour day.
Right.
Well, you could probably buy a $1 million contract with this insurance company, and they'll make up the other $4 million bucks, and you just pocket it.
Right, if they go over. And then the market takes care of the... Like, again, it makes perfect sense when it's... If I'm contracting with you, Steve Classic,
yes,
to do a thing, and, you know, we're not exactly sure, but you say my estimate is this. And so I go, all right, I'm going to buy an insurance policy just because I can't really go over budget, right? I'm going to spend I'll build it into my budget to buy this insurance policy. And then if you go over, then the insurance will make up the difference or whatever it is, right?
Well, who underwrites those policies?
They'll handle it with you. It makes perfect sense in a private entity to private entity. But
right,
when the government steps in, it makes no sense at all.
Well, for you, it doesn't make sense.
Well, right.
For the government.
For the government,
folks,
it makes
100% sense.
Yeah, how else are they going to money launder?
Through the insurance companies.
I do want to say, I'm reading Pamela's messages again, and she does say, my husband and I were arrested back in April of 2020 for playing on the playground with our children. We are familiar with that story a little bit. She says, we go to trial at Concord District Court on Wednesday the 27th at 9 a.m. Pamela, feel free to call 603-283-6160 if you want to, you know, talk about what's going on, let people know when your trial is, if you want people to show up and document, videotape, protest, whatever it is, give us a call. We are a nationally broadcast radio program, as well as live streamed on the internet and, you know, a bunch of different locations platforms. So feel free to call 603-283-6160.
So the chat bot does work.
Well, like I said, I had to refresh it because it didn't look like it was working.
Seems to be working now.
There's well,
a lot
of, course,
of chat. I see a lot of chat.
When you refresh, it does so. Yeah. At any rate. So, did you know that there are four steps to dehumanizing people?
Only four?
Well, at least in
at
this
least
article. This is from BahaiTeachings.org. This particular article was sent to me by another Steve, not Steve Classic, but another Steve.
Okay.
And it's actually titled Hitler's Four-Step Process for Dehumanizing the Jews. Now, I was like, oh, this is interesting. And so I read through it. And I started getting, I don't know, what's the right word? A little bit of deja vu. And I'll tell you more about that here on Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. More is on the way next. Yes, come on and listen to Free Talk Live 7 nights a week between 7 and 10 p.m. Eastern. Yeah, you can call 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join the conversation. What's so funny, Steve?
The domestic terrorist. We're looking at the... We're trying...
It's like...
you explain it.
A picture of Joe Biden with a... Brandon. Pontiac. I don't know. They photoshopped his head.
It's like a Trans Am.
Onto the sky. Yeah. I don't really know what's going on here, but it's very comical.
In the break, we were talking about the CNN town hall where he had his fists clenched for 20 seconds and someone put a jetpack on him. And I'm trying to find the video where he just takes off in the middle of the thing. Anyway, I digress.
If y'all are as tired as I am, and I mean y'all as well as y'all listeners... As tired as I am about the craziness that government is forcing people to comply with, then you might be interested to know about NH Exit. For too long, the federal government has overstepped its bounds, refusing to abide by the Constitution and committing heinous war crimes both abroad and at home. They've destroyed the currency of the land, and they don't seem to care about their routine violations of our rights. Even if that wasn't the case, though, isn't it absurd that people in California or some other state, thousands of miles away from you, get to determine who rules over you? At nhexit.us, we are trying to change that. We've proposed an amendment to the New Hampshire Constitution that would allow New Hampshire to declare its independence from the shenanigans, the warmongering, and the economic destruction wrought by the United States government. Sign the petition today at nhexit.us. Let's see New Hampshire exit the U.S. Where others have failed, we will secede.
Very
beautiful.
Good. But you don't have to be a New Hampshire resident, do you?
I don't know. I mean, I don't have to be a New Hampshire resident.
No, to
I
sign the petition.
You have go to nhexit.us.
Yeah, go check it out.
Yeah, sign the petition.
Yeah. It's like I think we were talking about it's an emergency break glass kind of thing if all else fails.
Oh,
If all else fails.
No, I think it's all else has already failed.
Right.
And so this is the only way out.
Right.
That I see. Like, again, there is no piece of land on planet Earth unclaimed by a government.
You are correct.
So the only thing that the only way I can see folks getting out of this is by freedom-minded people, people who value liberty, value peace, who value, you know, interactions on an individual basis, you know, contracting with each other. They value private property, all that kind of thing. Getting together in one location and declaring their independence from everything else.
Now, would you have to get rid of one of the stripes on the flag or one of the stars or both?
I don't need a flag personally.
Swap Puerto Rico for New Hampshire and keep 50 stars, but still your original 13 colonies.
I don't know. My preference would be just to hoist the peace flag.
Right.
That'd be my preference.
Yeah.
All right. So before the break, I teased a bit from this article from Baha'i Teachings that's titled Hitler's Four-Step Process for Dehumanizing the Jews. And I did read this before the show tonight, and it could very easily be Brandon's four-step process for dehumanizing the unvaxxed.
Perfect.
Or something along those lines.
Brilliant.
Because these steps are eerily familiar. So the article, I'm just going to skip the intro because, you know, you can go, everybody knows the Nazis and
don't create,
you know, all that kind of thing. So the four steps. Number one, prejudice. The Nazi government actually fostered and promoted prejudice. According to the dictionary definition, prejudice is comprised of unreasonable feelings, opinions, or attitudes, especially of a hostile nature regarding an ethnic, racial, social, or religious group.
Or medical. You might want to throw medical in there.
I believe,
right? Nowadays.
I believe social covers that.
Social? Might, okay. Yeah.
Because, well, you know, we're in a society. We must be social with other human beings.
Yes.
You know, human beings are a social creature. I believe that that covers it. But, you know, you could add medical, I suppose, into that. Anti-Semitism has been around since the earliest days of the Hebrews, but it reached an epic proportion with the Nazis, especially when they passed the Nuremberg Laws in 1935, which attempted to prevent relationships between Aryans and Jews, Gypsies, Negroes, and their bastard offspring, and made so-called race defilement a crime. Gosh, where else are they trying to pass legislation against people for things that, you know, I don't know, that they choose not to do?
I'm thinking. Right here in the United States?
Ding, 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 ding.
Just a guess.
Tell him what he's won, Bob. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
I think that was the heir to the Vanderbilt.
Did Brandon
fortune.
Have something to say?
Yeah, that was Brandon.
He was like,
You'll have to excuse him.
All right. We'll let Brandon
Anderson
go this time.
Cooper, 180.
All prejudice, completely antithetical to Baha'i's teachings, creates hatred. Abdul Baha, the authorized interpreter of the Baha'i writings and the son of the founder, wrote of the Baha'i's faith, "We must lay aside all prejudice, whether it be religious, racial, political, or patriotic. We must become the cause of the unification of the human race." And I can agree with that statement. Mm-hmm. So are we seeing prejudice? I think so.
I think
absolutely.
So.
Yes,
yeah.
I think that there is a lot of mainstream media creating prejudice.
Absolutely.
Amongst people vaccinated or unvaccinated, for example, would be the lines of division that I see happening in our society today.
Number two.
The bathrooms up the stairs and around the corner.
Hit the jump button.
I'm sorry. Yeah. you mean the flushing sound?
The captain continues.
Step number two, scapegoating. What's a scapegoat? Well, let's find out. The Nazis scapegoated the Jews, blaming them for every societal problem in German society. They published an enormous quantity of propaganda that blamed the Jews for the wrongdoings, mistakes, or faults that plagued civilization and declared Jews and others Untermenschen or subhuman. Now, I'm just going to do an experiment
here.
I'm just going to reread this paragraph, but I'm going to substitute a couple of words, see if this makes sense to you.
2.1.
The government scapegoated the unvaxxed, blaming them for every societal problem in U.S. society. They published an enormous quantity of propaganda that blamed the unvaxxed for all of the illnesses and faults that are a result of COVID-19. And they declared the unvaxxed as Untermenschen or subhuman.
Jeez, wow. You could just plug those words right into this.
How accurate.
The pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Unvaccinated.
These Nazis' scapegoating tactics carried prejudice to the next step, from bigotry and bias to blaming. The Baha'i teachings warn us against blaming, fault-finding, and backbiting. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. We'll find out more about these four steps to dehumanization here on Free Talk Live.
when Monster Hunter International discovers one of Isaac Newton's wardstones being auctioned off, they decide to steal it and use it to destroy the Chaos God once and for all. But a mysterious thief upends their plan, and it soon becomes a race against time as something much older and infinitely more evil awakens in the jungles of South America. Monster Hunter Bloodlines by New York Times bestselling author Larry Correa and Bain Books. Visit MonsterHunterNation.com for more.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for listening and tuning in to Free Talk Live. We're a live call-in radio program where you can call and take control of the airwaves, talk about anything that's on your mind. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain,
Steve Classic,
and Nikki.
Last year, we told you about Intercoin, which can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Now, Intercoin.org has launched worldwide. Is there a token you want to launch or an app you want to build? Go to Intercoin.org, enter your email, and the team will get in touch to learn about your ideas and your needs. And while you're there, if you want, get some Intercoins for yourself. Intercoin.org. All right, so we're talking about this article from BahaiTeachings.org, which is titled...
Brandon...
It's actually titled Hitler's Four-Step Process for Dehumanizing the Jews, but you could very easily interject... let's go Brandon's four-step process for dehumanizing the unvaxxed. Or government's four-step process for dehumanizing the unvaxxed. Right? If you're talking about anywhere like, I don't know, Australia, for example.
Right.
They're doing all of these things to their unvaxxed in their extreme lockdowns.
Oh, extreme. Wow. I mean, it's crazy. And some people haven't even seen that video. Like, have you seen that? Like, I haven't seen it.
There's
really?
A bunch of videos coming out of Australia about just exactly how they're becoming, you know, Nazi Germany the second.
Oh, God.
Little Germany, if you will. I don't know what else to call them.
The prison island.
Yeah. So, anyway, we're talking about step number two, scapegoating. And this article says that there's a quote from... The Baha'i's teaching that says a believer will not blame any soul among the strangers, how much less against the friends. Fault-finding and backbiting are the characteristics of the weak minds and not the friends. Self-exaltation is the attribute of the stranger and not the beloved. That's a lot of words. They sound mostly nice.
Sounds like a teaching.
But this was not the way of the Third Reich. Posters plastered in public juxtaposed handsome Aryans next to portrayals of Jews with sneering, seemingly evil countenances. One showed a Jew as a horned devil about to devour an innocent man. Another placed a picture of a rat on top of the Star of David. Viewing these prejudicial scapegoating tactics day in and day out affected the psyches and built a sense of fear and loathing of Jewish people, leading to an official policy of discrimination and exclusion. Now, again, I could very easily reread this paragraph and just substitute the unvaxxed for the Jews and substitute Joe Biden, Brandon, the government for the Third Reich or the Nazis. I could very easily say, instead of posters plastered in public, mainstream media
CNN.
Plastered and juxtaposed, you know, vaccinated handsome people next to portrayals of the unvaccinated that were, you know, obviously not good looking.
Yep. They don't care about grandma. They don't care about the children. They want everybody to die.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So we'll talk more about the other two steps here of dehumanization. But first, let's go to the phones. We'll start with David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Captain Kissass and his sidekick, Lieutenant Suckup. How are you doing this evening?
Wait, am I a lieutenant?
I don't know who those people are, so I don't know who you're talking
about. Yeah, I don't either, but it sounded like fun to me, so I said it.
Oh, cool.
What's on your mind, David?
Well, before we get serious, I think you're onto something there. I think there is a heavy metal rock band in Florida made up of Florida men called Lit Gator.
Lit Gator.
I love it.
True story. A friend of mine in the Seattle area either is or was in a band called Florida Man.
I remember that.
And whenever, you know, there's something in the news.
Florida
and,
Man.
You know, a Florida Man. He set up one of these alerts that you can do.
Oh,
and
man.
So they get so much basically free publicity.
That's
for their
great
band name. Because anytime something is published with a Florida Man, it sort of connects back to them if somebody searches the right way. So anyway, go ahead, David.
So before I get on to my point, I always knew David was a star. I mean, it just makes sense, doesn't it?
Desktop
and
timpani.
On that, in that vein, so now, in light of what you just said and what the topic that you're on that I'm interrupting, isn't it ironic that the Biden administration is now dehumanizing the rest of us, and the Biden administration, the power positions, are majority Jewish? Isn't that ironic?
Well, so I don't know about any of that because I pay very little attention to the administration in general. But it's not just the Biden administration, because this all started during the Trumpanzee administration.
Well, he had plenty himself, but the Biden administration takes the cake, because you got Mayorkas and Zents and Garland and what's the CDC lady, Walensky, and then you got the trans man guy that Rachel whatever.
Wait,
I almost forgot Kamala Emhoff, the Jewish billionaire.
What all of this does though is highlights the fact that the organization known as government obviously is doing all of these things regardless of who is in charge of them.
True story. But what I just said to you is all fact, and I'm sure I missed a few names. There's a few more. Anyway, so that's very ironic.
What was your actual point that you're calling in about tonight?
My actual point is the actual point I was attempting to make last night when Ian hijacked my actual point and turned it into his point. His point being that the government is not going to help.
I don't care about his point. What's your point? I was here last night.
My point is, I was talking about how, without going all the way back to the beginning, trying to pick up where I left off, I was talking about how in Albuquerque, New Mexico, you have the Department of Justice, which is headed by the Jewish guy, Merrick Garland, that has taken control of the Albuquerque Police Department, because the Albuquerque Police Department has been determined to have demonstrated a pattern and practice, that's a legal thingy,
right,
pattern and practice of civil rights violations.
Right. The feds are running the police department because they have some, you know, record of being bad policemen. Go on.
Right. Because of a pattern and practice of civil rights violations, which are also human rights violations.
And then what happened?
And so my point is Ian had mentioned that obviously the FBI is listening to every minute of this program. Hi, FBI. How you guys doing? This is David Olson again. I talked to you last night on this program, so I'm talking to you again. And my point was that, hey, you guys, you know, I've called you up and made reports multiple times about another pattern and practice of civil rights violations in the New Mexico Family and Children's Courts. And I have about 24 points of admissible evidence, just myself, which leads me to believe that if you look at many, many other cases, you will find way more evidence than I alone have, which will establish a pattern in practice. And so what I'm saying, FBI, is why don't you please, since the New Mexico Family and Children's Courts don't want to listen to me, why don't you come in here with your Department of Justice, Merrick Garland, and do an investigation and see if what David Brent Olson, a.k.a. David Olson 333, is telling you is correct.
Hey, David, thanks for the call tonight. David is in a very precarious position, and he did go on last night about the same thing. So I believe the feds if they're listening, which I'm sure they are, have heard him, they're not going to do anything, of course.
Yeah, of course not.
Because they don't serve or protect the citizenry. They don't serve or protect David in particular. And they're not going to... I hear his cries, but they're not going to do anything about it. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is next. Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts in just a moment. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
And I took a look because Steve Classic is here as our special guest tonight. And... well, it's kind of right
well,
in front of him.
I think I was like the only one you could find.
He keeps seeing these chat things go by. I mean, we did sort of have to scrape the bottom of the dumpster to find you.
I'm either the first call or the last call.
But regardless, you're here.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate
And so I thought I'd just scroll through some of the things.
The chat is just lighting
up. The chat, yeah, it's going well. Master of Blackjack Channel 2 says, hell yeah, my girlfriend is live today. Nice.
Like, live?
That's really cool, but I don't appreciate being called your girlfriend. I'm hetero. Search for Joe Biden's town hall to find your video. I think they're talking about Jetpack Joe.
Jetpack Joe is funny.
I haven't taken the cold vaccine as I don't want to die.
Same.
Says somebody else.
Scapegoating.
Let's see. There was something else that I wanted to. Somebody says, move the needle on the war on drugs. Somebody says, let's go, Brandon.
Yeah.
There's always at least one let's go, Brandon in there nowadays.
And yikes, David may have forgotten to take his meds this evening. So those are just random bits that, you know, I skipped over a bunch of them, too.
Join the chat.
I can't read all of them. Some of them contain things that I can't say on the radio.
No, those are the best ones.
Well, all right, but, you know, you're in the chats, too. So if
chat the chat. Sure,
yeah. So at any rate, it is Free Talk Live. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Let's start with Bad Slave in New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you. Captain Steve and Nikki, right?
Yep. Yes, that's
what's
correct.
On your mind?
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. Well, the idea of you know how governments operate is we're all on the same page of they're bad. You know, they're really bad and you know, they continue to be bad. But, one of their tactics is to, turn the different populations. And it's usually an established majority. But I think at the moment, the majority is strongly anti-Biden and anti-democratic and anti...
You think? I don't feel like that's the case. I feel like the people who voted and voted for him are doing their best to interpret his every move as legitimate in some way, shape, or form. We saw the same thing happen with folks who voted for Trump as well. And, you know, Clinton and, you know, Bush before him and, you know, every president, the people who vote for them, they want so badly for their man to be, that they jump through these mental hoops to make it seem as if the guy they voted for is really doing okay. But the truth is, if you look at the evidence, that they're not. And I know you're on the same page as us with regards to government and everything, Bad Slave, but it just doesn't, I don't feel like the majority of people are anti-Joe right now. I think a lot of people are having fun at his expense with memes and, you know, Jetpack Joe and Let's Go Brandon and all of that kind of thing. And perhaps that's going to help turn the tide. But what I don't like about it is it's turning the tide against one man instead of turning the tide against the organization of death and destruction and thievery and murder and all of the bad things that human beings claim that they don't want.
Well, you know, I remember Nixon. I actually voted for him.
I am not a crook.
I was not quite as, you know, versed as I am now, but the fact is he said, you know, he talked about the silent majority, remember? You know, I think that there is a huge silent majority going on. You know, they're silent because, you know, they don't want to get canceled. You know, the power of the media and the internet, you know, evil operators are acting quite powerfully. I think there's going on a counter to that will eventually win. I mean, you know, if you look throughout history, things have continued to get better for millennia, many millennia.
I mean, humankind does make progress, but it's generally progress made despite the oppression of the largest organization of hate, of fear, of murder, of thievery, etc., and so on, all of the, you know, crimes against humanity. For whatever reason, people seem to think it's okay when the organization known as government commits all of these crimes. But if an individual commits these crimes against another individual, it's not okay. And this is the problem with humanity. Thank you for the call tonight, Bad Slave. Humanity just, for whatever reason, absolves themselves of responsibility because, I don't know, people, you know, were elected or they wear a uniform and a shiny badge. They think that, oh, it's okay when they do it. If they kidnap and rob and, you know, murder, it's fine when they do it. But if you do it,
well, it's conditioning. It's all these people know. And unfortunately, most people can't expand their minds beyond those concepts that they're taught.
In no way, shape, or form, and I hope there's like some accountants or some business people listening who have done this, but in no way, shape, or form does the organization known as government pass what they call the ROI test, the return on investment, right? Yeah. A cost-benefit analysis is the popular term used in the corporate
world. Or zero-based budgeting would be good, too.
Yeah. Well,
like, let's start with zero.
America's got a minus 30 trillion, you know, however many trillion. What's the debt now?
I don't know. It's just gone up since you asked.
Yeah. It's so high, it's meaningless.
87 trillion. I don't even know what it 30 is.
30 trillion?
But it's super high, and it is in the negative. Anybody else, you know, if you or I don't balance our checkbooks appropriately, like, we could go to jail.
Yeah.
You know, right. But when government does it, it's fine for whatever reason.
Right. You're being unreasonable if you don't, you know, up the debt ceiling, or they were called irresponsible if you don't take the debt ceiling up. Like, I heard that, like, what?
Yeah. What kind of credit score do you think the U.S. government would get if they were to get one?
They wouldn't even register. Right?
FreeCreditReport.com. Yeah. I'm sorry.
CreditKarma.com.
You're gone.
Every day, there's been 17 new inquiries. Your credit score has dropped into the negative. Yeah, it doesn't pass the cost-benefit analysis. To say that in another way, the ends should justify the means. Right? What the government does should justify what it takes and how it takes it, and it does not. In no way is anything that it does justified.
The streets should be paved with goldbacks.
We know that everything government claims to do is either a product or a service. We know that in a marketplace, a free marketplace, that if these things actually have value, people will step up to provide them.
They want it.
People right. will invent businesses.
Customers.
They will be, oh yes, you know. The free market is the only thing that I can think of that has given humankind the ability to earn while serving other humans.
Yeah.
And progress.
Right. Peacefully.
Peacefully, absolutely. Right? Yeah.
Instead of, you know, what used to happen where, oh, you know, King so-and-so's empire, I've got a bunch of gold, I'm going to hire me some mercenaries, some soldiers, and we're going to go conquer Steve Classic's empire.
Oh, no.
603-283-6160. Hour number 3 of Free Talk Live is coming up.
Is your broken heart stopping you from being authentically happy? My name is Jeremy West, and for a limited time, I am running a free online class to teach you what most people don't know about how to deal with your feelings, the simple way to deal with your negative thinking, the key to breaking your unhealthy relationship patterns, and so much more. No more feeling like a failure who will never find true love. No more self-medicating and ending up feeling even more miserable. And no more feeling like you'll never be someone who deserves an amazing partner. Sound good? You'll discover a new way to finally feel validated and loved. To stop trying to get your self-worth from the very people who tear it down. And to put you in control of your own happiness. So you never surrender that control to another person again in as little as 8 weeks. Register now for my free online class at beyondyourbreakup.com/free class. That's beyondyourbreakup.com/free class.
Free Talk Live.
603-283-6160 is the telephone number here.
No, it's not.
That's
the domestic terrorist hotline.
You're right. It is the domestic terrorist hotline. If you would like to call and talk about your domestic terrorism, why, 603-283-6160 is the number for you to do so. Grab a crayon right on the fridge. Get an Etch-A-Sketch. Jot it down. Whatever you got to do.
An NFT?
Let's make a telephone number into an NFT. Nice effing token. It is Free Talk Live in the studio. It's myself, the captain,
Steve Classic,
and Nikki.
We've been talking about the 4 steps of dehumanization, and we've gotten through the first 2 steps. We'll get to step number 3 in a bit, but first, let's go to Driveling Dustin. Dustin, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hoopty Free Talk Live. We only get you on the weekends in my community.
What community is it?
It's a small town in Kansas.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening. What's on your mind?
I've got about the government's corruption and the murderous cops. There's that Ruby Ridge conspiracy. They used their own military. The government used its own military to attack that Ruby Ridge that took place in Gules, Utah.
Have you heard, Dustin, about the MOVE bombing in Philadelphia?
No.
So government bombed a neighborhood in Philadelphia. They dropped a bomb on a neighborhood in Philadelphia.
That's what they did in Gules, Utah, about the Ruby Ridge conspiracy. And it goes right back to the start. Boston, Massachusetts, and mass shootings, and the Kennedys all can die. The ways if they're not trying to be corrupt, they're brainwashing the amount of their locations names.
All right, thanks for the call tonight.
The Kennedys,
The dead Kennedys.
The dead Kennedys.
There's a meme going around on the internet that shows all the Kennedys. It's like a black and white photo of all the Kennedys standing together. And then it says, if you don't know the name of this band, you're not punk rock. Because they're all dead.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So we've been talking about the four steps to dehumanization. And step number one, of course, prejudice. Step number two, scapegoating. Step number three, discrimination. In the case of the Jews, the Nazis' prejudice against them made them easy to scapegoat. This naturally led to discriminatory laws by the government and caused violent acts against them that individuals could perpetrate with impunity. Let me just try this again, because I've been doing this with this article.
Changing the words
around. In the case of the unvaccinated, the government's prejudice against them made them easy to scapegoat. This naturally led to discriminatory laws by the government and caused violent acts against them that individuals could perpetrate with impunity.
You want to come into a restaurant in New York City? You need those papers.
I'm going to read the next one. Jews were required to wear a yellow Star of David sewn onto their outerwear like a badge of shame so others could see and avoid them. Or they could, if so moved, hurl epithets toward them and even physically assault them with the awareness that they could do so without consequence. We haven't reached that with the vaxxed and unvaxxed yet that I'm aware of.
It's almost the opposite. Like, if you don't have the vax card,
right,
rather than the identifier is like the safety card almost.
Not having Z papers is the inverse of the Star of David.
Papers, please.
But I think it could become a fashion statement if you've been vaccinated. Like
you have fascist statement?
A fashion statement. I have a V hat. I have a V
jacket. It's like the Facebook, what are those called? The borders that people put on their profile pictures.
Oh, yeah.
I'm vaccinated.
I have a circle around my face.
I got my COVID-19 vaccine.
I'm safe.
Yeah. I've been Mark safed against Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, I saw that one too. Oh, man. Rip.
So that is number three, discrimination, of course. Number four is persecution. Persecution of minorities isn't new. The persecution of the Christians by the Romans is one example. And another glaring case in point is the current situation of the Baha'is in Iran. But the system created and utilized by the Nazis against the Jews was likely the most organized and efficient one in history, at least until COVID came around.
Yeah, I wonder what all those FEMA camps are for.
Jews were forced from their homes, their valuables confiscated, crowded into ghettos, homes, businesses, and temples lost during, I can't pronounce that word, it was a two-day pogrom, commonly called the Night of Broken Glass, according to the Holocaust Encyclopedia. We haven't reached that just yet with relation to COVID-19 and government's position on it, but we're certainly heading in that direction. The division being sown amongst people is insane, in my opinion. I can't believe, like, here I sit and I watch this happen and I'm like, you guys were all shopping, you know, a little over a year and a half ago together, and no big deal. You're carrying on, you're eating out at restaurants, and no big deal. Now, you want to look at each other as if you are the scum of the earth if somebody doesn't feel the same way as you about this particular medical procedure.
Yeah, the weirdest thing is being close to someone that's wearing a mask, and you can tell that they're trying to get a little bit further away from you. They still have that 6-foot thing. Well, like, I don't want to be near anybody.
Go home.
Yeah.
Weird.
I mean, I don't have a problem with people wearing a mask. You want to wear a mask? Wear a mask. If you want to socially distance, you've always been free to do so.
Of course.
You want to stay 6 feet, 8 feet, 10 feet away from people? Do so.
But don't treat me like I'm diseased and like I'm some sort of leper. I'm a healthy person and I'm not going to kill you with my germs that I'm breathing out.
Yeah.
You know?
If for whatever reason sunlight and hugs, you know, make people evil to you, then I'm afraid the rest of humanity is going to have to move on without you. If that's your line of thinking, you know, going outside, breathing fresh air, otherwise living a normal human life.
Yeah. It's sad because people are teaching their kids this stuff. So now kids are wearing masks and they can't hug their friends and they can't go have play dates with their friends. And the public schools are making kids do all this weird stuff and like socially distance. And they're teaching children to believe like they're diseased. And so now kids are going to carry this guilt like, oh my gosh, what if I kill my grandma? And it's going to do all this psychological damage to young children.
It already is doing it.
And it can't be reversed, especially young children like babies. Babies need to be able to see human expressions. So now we're going to have a bunch of sociopaths because that part of the brain is not going to develop in babies and young children. So good luck, future generation.
It creates a lot of distrust.
Yeah, it certainly does. And it is difficult for just, you know, regular adult communication. It sucks.
I can't tell what they're saying.
I can't tell you the number of times, you know, when folks were a majority masked up and were like, oh my gosh, I can't hear you. Can you, you know, it's like.
Right, I need a microphone and headphones for me to hear you. Otherwise, I can't hear.
Yeah, and imagine being a deaf person. I mean, most people that listen to the show probably know that I work in a hospital. And some of our patients are hearing.
I'm sorry, Nikki. I don't think deaf people listen to the show.
Oh, man.
Maybe they do. I don't know if there's like a Braille translation of Free Talk Live.
I did not see that coming.
Can watch the video with subtitles. Come on, Captain. Let's be inclusive here.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I mean, we could have one of those sign language interpreters at the bottom of the screen.
We should.
I'm going to have to do
that. That's a good idea. I like that.
Be inclusive. Come on.
I'm going to have to do that tomorrow when Free Talk Live is on. I'm going to have to see if the captions actually show up.
We'll see. But I run into this issue a lot where people are hearing impaired and they're looking at me with the mask on. Like, one, I'm like muffled.
Yeah.
And then two, a lot of people rely on reading lips.
Reading lips, yeah.
So half the time it's like, all right, screw this. And you just have to pull it down so they can see your face anyways. It's like, what's the point?
Yeah. And then, of course, Anthony Fauci has announced that the vaccine might be available for 5 to 12-year-olds.
Ooh, disgusting.
This year. So we've got that to look forward to in addition. Coming up, we'll talk about the Florida Surgeon General refusing to mask here.
Florida man.
On Free Talk Live. Again, 603-283-6160.
That's the domestic terrorist hotline.
It's the domestic terrorist hotline.
I'm going to have to keep reminding you.
Also known as the call-in line here at Free Talk Live. But according to the government, anyway, it's a domestic terrorist hotline.
Do you believe in peace and freedom? You might be a domestic terrorist.
You most certainly are, at least in the eyes of government. Anyway, it is Free Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. In the studio, it's myself, the Captain.
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
Can we go with Nerd Nikki now that you know
Nerd, Nerd Nikki. Just need to be able to read.
Dude, look at me. Right?
Nerd.
I have to read too. So speaking of reading, Free Talk
speaking
Live.
Speaking of reading.
You can read?
Let's see. Can I? Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're very big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, Free Talk Live's YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so we're now streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, go ahead and download the desktop app at lbry.com, and then every video archive you watch, you'll help seed and keep it online forever. Again, visit video.freetalklive.com and follow us on Odyssey today. Video.freetalklive.com. All right, so we talked about the four steps of dehumanization. They are prejudice, scapegoating, discrimination, and persecution. think about this in your daily life and ask yourself if you're guilty of any of these. I think it'll be a revealing exercise for some people.
Well, I think you're not guilty, but you're being told that you're guilty.
Yes.
So you're innocent until proven guilty. But I think they're trying to prove that you're guilty.
What?
Does that make sense? I don't know. I'm not guilty. Come on.
I'm innocent.
Man. Come on,
I promise. Man.
Where's my jetpack?
I feel guilty of listening to you. Nikki, you've brought something in today.
Sure did.
About somebody in FLA, also known as Florida.
Florida man. This just in.
A Florida man? What about this Florida man?
This is actually the Florida Surgeon General refusing to wear a mask in the office of a lawmaker with breast cancer, which sounds really terrible. But
does the Surgeon General have breast cancer, or does the lawmaker have
breast cancer? The lawmaker
does.
Okay. Is he a 4-star general?
We'll find out.
Okay.
They don't rank the Surgeon General.
Oh, no? Like that. Oh, no. Just a general.
So, Florida's top health official was asked to leave a meeting after refusing to wear a mask at the office of a state senator who told him she had a serious medical condition. Officials have confirmed.
Officials.
Yes, very official. Florida Senate leader Wilton Simpson, a Republican, sent a memo to senators Saturday regarding the incident at the office of Democratic State Senator Tina Pulski, asking visitors at the building to be respectful with social interactions. Pulski, who represents part of whatever, nobody cares about this part. Anyways,
okay.
So let me find the interesting part.
Well, how do you know nobody cares about it?
Let's ask him.
Find the picture of Brandon with the...
So this is her statement. It was shocking to me that he treated me in this manner, Pulski said. If he is a Surgeon General for the next several years, I'm really concerned about the future of public health emergency and not being able to rely on him for necessary guidance in proper scientific leadership. So she's upset that he was refusing to wear a mask in her office.
That's what I hear. I just hear whining.
It sounds political more than scientific.
So Pulski told the Associated Press about the exchange with Surgeon General Joseph Lapato that was first reported in the news site Florida Politics. She said Lapato and two aides were offered masks and asked to wear them when they arrived for a Wednesday meeting. She did not tell them she had breast cancer, but she said she had a serious condition.
What does any of this have to do with masking? Breast cancer?
She's...
Do masks suddenly prevent breast cancer from spreading?
So she's saying that she's at risk for COVID-19.
She could be having
chemotherapy.
And
that's why she is... But if she was in chemotherapy, I mean, if she was that immunocompromised, like, she needs to be quarantined.
Stay home. Yeah. Stay safe.
You know, you can't even... Like, when people are in that condition in hospitals, I mean, you have to wear, like, full personal protective equipment when you're going into their room. You have to use all dedicated materials and equipment just for them. Like, we take it really, really seriously because their white blood cell count is so low that they cannot, you know. So if she was really in chemotherapy, like, she shouldn't be at work.
Well, and it seems to me that if this person is a lawmaker, right?
Yes, she's a senator.
Okay, like, they already don't do anything, so she should
Zoom
be able
anyway.
She should be able to do nothing from home if she's at risk.
Yeah.
Zoom
so,
in.
Lapato offered to go outside, but the senator said that she did not want to sit on the metal picnic tables on a warm day when her office was nice and spacious. She said that she asked whether there was a reason why he couldn't wear a mask, but he wouldn't answer. The Florida Department of Health did not respond. Democrats have opposed the appointment of Lapato, criticizing him for his comments and actions related to the pandemic. So this isn't the only controversial thing that Florida's new Surgeon General has done. He also, a day into his job, Lapato signed new rules allowing parents to decide whether their children should quarantine or stay in school after being exposed to people who tested positive for COVID-19. And if you're following the data and the stats that are coming out on this, children are very low risk for getting COVID, being symptomatic from COVID, and spreading it. So to me, it does make sense to for parents to be given the option to not keep their kids out of school.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're asymptomatic, they're probably not going to spread it.
I'm slightly torn because, like, I think all children should not go to public school.
Yeah, that too.
Now, if you want to send your kid to something that resembles a school in your community or a private school for that matter, one that isn't under the control of government is the preference here, of course, then fine. So, like, part of me is like, well, is there a way that, you know, this can be, you know, turned into, hey, kids just shouldn't go to school at all?
Yeah.
Because that might benefit society in the long run.
The kids would love that.
I mean, that's kind of what's been happening the past couple of years. Parents are seeing the stuff that their kids are going through in public schools regarding, you know, all these pandemic special precautions, and keeping them home. They're homeschooling.
Yeah, there has been a large increase in the amount of people homeschooling children or schooling them themselves in some way, shape, or form since all the COVID madness kicked in. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is next.
Breaking weather news. Belize is sunny and around 82 degrees every day this week.
What's the forecast for your life? If current politics and economic prospects are cramping your freedom, escape to the tropics. ECI Development has affordable second homes for you to own or rent in Belize and other tropical countries. Places with stable governments and growing economies. Secure your freedom now. To find out more, send an email to ftl@ecidevelopment.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
And I just want to take a minute and say thank you to Andrew Loy. Andrew is a silver level amplifier, and if you don't know what an amplifier is, you can go to amps.freetalklive.com and check out our revised amplifier program. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. And what this money goes to is, well, mainly getting us on more radio stations. We had a new count the other day. We are on something like 186 radio stations. We could be on, you know, 200, 250, 300 is not out of the question. It's all up to you. You can help us do that. If you like the hosts, the co-hosts, if you like the conversations that are had here on Free Talk Live, if you like to call, if you just listen to our podcasts, if you've gotten value out of anything we do and you want to help spread the message of liberty, freedom, and peace, then please consider becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you, Andrew Loy, for your contribution. We appreciate you.
Yeah, don't make us go to the PBS pledge drive.
a Free Talk Live telethon?
Yeah, exactly.
We'll play like a bunch of Doctor Who from like 1978 or whatever. Yeah. It could be done. I mean,
Yeah.
All right. We have more to talk about in Nikki's story, but first let's go to Jet calling. Jet, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Metropolis.
All right. What's on your mind tonight?
Small city in southern Illinois.
Is it actually called Metropolis?
Cool.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know there was actually a city called Metropolis. I thought that was a fictitious city made up by the comic books.
Yeah, but I had a quick quiz for you all.
A quiz?
And that is, what is the one statement that could potentially free all people of the world?
The one state, you said?
Statement?
Statement.
Statement?
Statement.
It's a state. It's a mint. It's a statement. No.
Yeah.
One that could free the world?
Oh, I know. I know.
Go ahead, Steve Classic.
Debt Jubilee.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No? Maybe.
No, it's. I'm calling up. I'm teasing you.
I give up. What is the one phrase that could free all of humanity?
It's the one I use all the time, which is people with titles are just other people, just other humans who have no more rights than you or I do. And if that's repeated enough, people will free their minds and then free their bodies.
I would like to get a T-shirt with that on it. How do I do that?
That is the key to this whole thing, is to somehow indoctrinate people with...
That's Jet, that's a good business venture for you. You should get into that. Mm-hmm. Make some T-shirts with that on it.
I got too many things going. I got too many things going.
Jet's independently wealthy. He has no need to work. He's retired professional.
Yes.
No, not independently wealthy.
Independently wealthy.
I still have to interact with the computer once in a while.
Yeah, it's not too bad,
you stare at the magic rectangle. I understand.
Yeah, I've been riding the waves here, crypto, but yeah, that's the one thing that will change the world is that we share this concept with people that these monkeys, they're just other monkeys with titles. Yeah. They think they have more rights, but they really, in actuality, don't. Now they're willing to shoot you if you somehow disagree or you oppose their little paradigm, I call it a mental illness. But that's all I had was repeat that over and over if you can. Whenever anybody brings up some type of mandate or other type of executive order or something where they magically hold up their sorcery of lordship over everyone else, go, so what makes you different? Why? How do you get to do these things and I don't?
Right. So you get to make a mandate. Well, that means I can make a mandate too? No, it doesn't. Well,
yes,
how did he get the
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
How did he get the right to make
a
mandate?
Make one, and the whole thing is, you can certainly make one, but the trick is, no one has to follow it any more than anybody else's.
Even if I write it down on a piece of paper?
Well, that's getting a little close. Write it down. You have to have at least 35 friends sign it.
Yep.
Oh,
then, you need the letterhead too.
Don't have to be an official.
Maybe
to do
some
that.
Scripting, a little scalloping around the edges of the paper, you know,
make it look all parchment like.
Yeah, parchment. That'll do it. Then everyone has to. Well, I love that. I love that Larkin Rose one where he goes, I have the right to rob you.
I'm allowed to rob you, yeah. If I just write, I'm allowed to rob you on a piece of paper, then I can go around collecting taxes too, right?
Yes, absolutely. And anyone who opposes you, of course, deserves the correct punishment.
Steve's got his license out.
I have my permit is with me at all times.
His license, whenever somebody says, you can't do that without a license.
Somebody's at the door.
All right, you better, Jet. Take care.
That was interesting.
Thanks for the call, Jet. Steve, for our listeners who aren't watching.
Oh, right, yeah.
Can you tell us what your universal license says?
Right, so anytime there's any trouble, and you know, I just basically pull this little piece of paper out, it says I can do what I want.
And that is your permit.
That
if somebody
is my
is
permit,
like,
yeah.
You can't do that here unless you have a permit.
Yeah, well,
and so you go, here's my permit.
Yeah. You're in luck. I have one.
I got that from the Parks and Recreation guy.
Yeah.
What's his name? I don't know what
Ron
his name is.
Ron Swanson.
Ron Swanson, right. I can do what I want.
We actually have the Ron Swanson pyramid of whatever hanging up on our bedroom wall.
I loved it when he was in the meeting and they were saying, we're gonna cut the budget by 50%. And he's like, yes, saying to himself.
To our caller's credit, he is incredibly consistent with his message. And I enjoy his message. He is correct. Folks do not have the right to do these things to other folks.
Unless they have 35 signatures on a piece of paper.
Not even in that case.
You got to get a T-shirt.
All right, fine. I'll start a T-shirt. It's not really like my calling in life. I was born to make T-shirts.
How do you know? You haven't even tried it yet.
Yeah.
Well, I have. I used to be in bands. I've made plenty of T-shirts.
Fine.
Right? I mean, most bands, whether you know it or not, most bands, as far as the live performing ones who still record music and stuff, they are glorified merch companies. Yeah. Nobody buys music anymore. You get a couple of pennies for plays on the internet and stuff like that. Digital distribution is a thing now, so you know you'll get some royalties, as it were, which is free. Every now and again, I'll get an email that is like, "Oh, you got a payment of
14 cents,
14 cents, or whatever, 72 cents for this quarter," and I was like, "Ooh, So yeah, it takes a lot. You can't make money just doing music. You have to support yourself as an artist with merchandise. And so T-shirts are the easiest thing to make.
Koozies.
All bands start with T-shirts. Yeah. It's really interesting how it's advertising that your fans pay for. Right?
Yeah.
Usually advertising is something you distribute freely. Now, there's probably bands who are like, and I did this a bunch too, like, "All right, you're my bros here. I'll just give you a
free T-shirt.
You know what I mean? Like, it cost me, but,
buy me a beer.
Yeah.
And that's the cost of it.
Come to the CD release show, wear your T-shirt, it'll be fine. But that's when you're getting started. And then, you make another T-shirt with a different design, and they go, "Oh, that's cool. Okay, let me buy one because you gave me one." And then, it's sort of, what we call that?
The circle of T-shirts.
We call it social capital. Right. You invest in your friends who are interested in your art.
And the payback.
And you create some social capital. And then when you create another thing, they go, "They invested in me as a friend. And so now I'm going to karmically pay that back by now buying some of their stuff."
And a koozie.
603-283-6160. We'll try and get back to Nikki's story coming up. Yes, it is Free Talk Live. We are in the final segment of this Sunday night edition. If you missed any part of the program, why, please find us over at freetalklive.com. There's a section where you can search. You can also find, I think, every one of our episodes.
Every one?
I don't know about all of them, but over at
a lot of them.
SoundCloud.com, at least for the last decade,
wow.
I guess. The SoundCloud it's got a whole bunch of episodes. So, but we're also here 7 nights a week, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. If you're going to call during those hours. Some of you might be hearing this broadcast, and it's not between 7 and 10 p.m. Eastern time. So that means you're hearing a replay, a rerun. You're hearing us rebroadcast outside of our live hours, so make sure that you call during 7 to 10 p.m. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
Let's go to more of your calls. We have Josie in Virginia. Josie, you're on Free Talk Live. Josie?
Hello?
Pardon me, sir. I pressed the wrong button. Stand by. Josie in Virginia.
Juice.
There you go. Hey, Josie, sorry, I pressed the wrong button. You're live now.
You're still faint.
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
I'm not hearing you that well. I don't know. Maybe it's my phone. I don't know.
Well, go ahead and make your point.
But anyway, it was about the Hitler business and the fact that the Jews were denigrated and so on.
Yeah.
It happens that I thought it might be of an interesting point to know that Hitler had bluish Jewish blood in him from the Rothschilds. It was a Rothschild that had a liaison with the cook, whose name was Hiedler, and the priest couldn't read the handwriting very well when it came time to the baptism, so that got the name Hitler. But Hiedler was the bastard name of this child, who was the son of a Rothschild who was, of course, Jewish. Thought that would be an interesting point. That comes from a wonderful researcher named Jim Mars, who's now dead, but he was a wonderful researcher, wrote a lot of books. Then the other thing is about these masks. My God.
Yeah.
When are they going to be able to find the Danish study? And it was printed in Nature magazine, which showed that the little virus is so tiny, teeny, 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 tiny, that it...
Goes right through.
It goes right through the mask.
Yep.
The masks are insanity to try to make people breathe in their own breath. It's unhealthy for them to do that, anybody to do that. So just, and some people really medically should not. So this little business with this woman in Florida who thinks, oh, he didn't wear a mask, oh, I'm so afraid. I mean, there's too much snowflake stuff going around. If she wants to wear a mask, let her wear the mask.
Yep, but and it's not going to protect her anyways.
Everybody else wear one.
Yeah, I agree.
If I had cancer, I'd be the same way. I mean, cancer is another disease. It's not the coronavirus. It's another disease.
Yep.
And there's some other things you can do with cancer, but the people on the Big Pharma don't want you to know it. You're considered a quack if you say anything other than.
Because they won't make any money at it. And in fact,
so-called cure, it doesn't cure a thing, and most people die of it.
Yep. Yeah, that's true.
In fact, the big pharma companies.
Right now, but you know what I mean. What they give people for cancer.
Chemotherapy. Or radiation.
Yeah. Like it kills your immune system so badly that the cancer survives over the patient trying to get well.
Yep.
Hey, Josie.
Medical tyranny going on in this country that's just awful.
I agree. And thank you for the call, Josie. We appreciate you. In fact, I had a bit for show prep that should probably be mentioned, and that is that the vaccine manufacturers stand to rake in $93 billion, with a B, billion dollars in, quote, sales, unquote.
But I thought it was free.
I thought it was free.
Well, they said it was free.
Where does the $93 billion come from? Stuff? If it's free, how do they make $93 billion?
I'm confused.
Maybe there's an article on the internet you can read about how it's not really free.
Well, I would.
Or like common sense or something like that.
I would. But, you know, I mean, if you're listening at home, if you're playing the home game of Free Talk Live and you hear that Big Pharma, the vaccine manufacturers, stand to make $93 billion in sales from the COVID vaccines.
It's free.
And these vaccines are being given out for free. Where does the $93 billion come from?
The state.
Where does the state get the $93 billion from?
Treasurer?
From robbing everybody.
That's right.
Wow.
Relentlessly.
I never thought of it that way.
It's not free. They're taking the money from you. It's decentralized robbery is what it is. They are robbing all of you, and that is what's paying their buddies in the big pharma to manufacture these vaccines, because they know that they could get away with it. If you have an agency of violence and force, an agency that claims a monopoly on the initiation of force you to pay via taxes, via inflating the currency, because, well, they own the dollar. They control what the Federal Reserve does. They can just print more, and then you'll pay for it later. Inflation is a tax. And then give $93 billion to these pharmaceutical companies. That's a far more efficient model than somebody having to develop a vaccine, put it through clinical trials, have it pass all of the regular tests that human beings would expect for something of this nature to be marketed safely and effectively, and then convince enough people to buy it and put it into their body, which is the way it's supposed to go.
Yeah. Well, why would you test it if they're not held liable? I'm talking about the vaccine manufacturers. Right. If they're not held liable for any harm that happens to people from the vaccine reactions, then why should they even test it?
Well, it's emergency use, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of the way around it.
Yeah.
It's for emergency use.
Except you can still get and spread COVID if you get the vaccine. So.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't hear that.
You didn't?
Yeah.
I did hear that.
I was going to say, you're being facetious.
I think a lot of people didn't hear that, though.
I think a lot of people heard it and went, you're crazy.
Right.
But at least you won't die. You wouldn't die in the first place.
Right. The symptoms aren't as bad, I think, as the new marketing thing.
They can't prove that either.
Yeah, there's somebody in the ICU right now that I know of. I mean, there's probably tons of them, but that I saw with my own eyes that was vaccinated.
Wow. Yeah.
In the ICU.
Yeah, it keeps happening.
So
the number of cases in the places where folks are heavily vaccinated, we're talking, you know, 70-80% of the population, the cases are still there, still exist. People are getting it.
Yep.
Right? So we know that getting the vaccine doesn't prevent you from getting it. We know that the vaccines don't prevent you from spreading it. So somebody please tell me what's the freaking point.
It's a binary weapon.
Like, I'm not asking you guys specifically. Oh, okay. I mean, somebody in the world, you know.
They won't tell you that.
Because if you don't get it, you can't go to the grocery store. You're going to get fired from your job. You can't do this. You can't do that.
Brings us back to the 4 points.
So it's a mechanism of control.
Yeah, back to the 4 points. Exactly. Yes.
A mechanism of control.
Scapegoating.
So I guess we'll find out in a couple of years what's going to happen with all, what's the long-term effects of these vaccinations. Like, what's the real plan here? Because it's clearly not about vaccinated people against COVID, because they don't work. And I think whoever is, you know, Pfizer and whoever, Moderna, the people that are developing these vaccines, I think they know that they don't really work. And I think this whole thing, I mean, now I'm getting really deep into the rabbit hole, but
it's dark down there.
It is dark down there. But I'm wondering what the real purpose of all of this is. So it'll be interesting to find out. I think we're going to have a crazy next few years.
And you know, they're doing the mix and match now. It sounds so like, I get to mix and match. Basically, because I took this and then I also took that. So who's to blame? Like, I don't know. It was this, was that. I don't know. Mix and match.
Well, the new VAERS numbers were released again. And if you don't know what VAERS is, it's the Vaccine Adverse Reporting System, something along those lines. I'm probably butchering the actual acronym, but go take a look. VAERS. Do your own research. Find out what VAERS is, what it means, why it's important to you. I think you may be surprised if you've never looked at them. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you,
Thank
Steve
you.
Classic.
Thanks, Captain.
Thank you to all the listeners and our callers. This has been Free Talk Live. Peace.
The new 4th edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the 4th edition of Healing Our World is a great gift for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.